Good morning, madam. May I serve you?
I would like something in a hat.
Well, I can put you in a nice fashionable piece of headgear. What precisely are you seeking, madam?
Something subdued. A dark brown, perhaps. With a plume.
I have just the thing, madam. Won't you step this way, please? Now, here's a perfectly lovely hat. If I may say so, an old haberdasher's pride and joy.
Oh, it's gorgeous! What a beautiful hat!
Would you like to try it on?
Oh, I would! Thank you.
Have a gander in the mirror.
Oh, my word! I have never seen a more beautiful hat!
May I say, madam, that you look very beautiful in it.
I think I shall never take it off!
I should say not. Oh, I mean, I wouldn't blame you. Is it comfortable, madam?
Oh, yes. Well,
Is there a problem?
Well, I feel something strange. There is something very peculiar about this hat.
Peculiar, madam?
Yes, I feel something moving.
Moving?
Yes, I feel... Oh! 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 Oh!
You see, madam, it was just your imagination. There's nothing moving in the hats. Ah, yes. I must say, you look perfectly charming with that hat. Perfectly charming. Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Yes. Are you Mr. Phineas Feisenhower?
Yes.
Mr. Phineas Feisenhower, owner of this establishment?
Yes.
This establishment being the Feisenhower Haberdashery of number 16 Whitehall.
Yes, yes, yes. Now what can I do for you?
Good morning!
Well?
Well, what?
What do you want?
What do I want? What do I want? I'm Sergeant Crowley of Scotland Yard.
Yes?
Yes, well, I'm investigating the disappearance of a lady.
A lady?
Yes, Lady Ringworm, to be precise. We received a report that she had been expected at her residence a week ago, but has so far been absent. I was told that she had come here in the hope of purchasing a hat.
Is that so? Well, Sergeant, I'm afraid I can't help you. You see, I haven't had a customer since last month.
Oh? You seem to be managing fairly well.
I had an unusually prosperous spring. The summer is normally a slow season.
I see. May I have a look around, anyway?
Really, Sergeant, there's no need for...
I'm afraid, sir, that I must insist.
Very well, then. Be my guest.
Thank you.
Are you quite satisfied?
What's behind this door?
That is my dressing room. It is reserved for patrons.
Well, I am due for a new hat.
I won't deny that your wardrobe could stand some improvement. However, I doubt that on a policeman's salary you could find it within your means to acquire the kind of fine apparel which I create. Well, nevertheless, if your duty compels you to impose your wretched person upon my premises, I shall admit you.
You're too kind.
Take your time, Sergeant. Just be quick about it. I'll be in front, tending to more important matters.
Very good, sir. Wow. What a collection of hats. I wonder how I'd look in this. Hey, not bad. I bet I could carry it right out of here under my coat. There. I'll walk right past that old fart before he's any the wiser.
Leaving so soon, Sergeant?
What? I've seen everything there is to see.
But didn't you want to try on a hat?
No. That's quite all right. Perhaps another time. Good day.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. May I be of some assistance?
I'm Captain Blink Blank with Scotland Yard. It is my duty to inform you, Mr. Faisenhower, that you are under arrest for the murder of Sergeant Donald Crowley.
What? What the devil are you talking about?
You don't deny that he was here, do you?
That who was here?
Sergeant Crowley was here this morning, and you, sir, murdered him.
I don't know what you're talking about. How dare you barge in here making accusations?
Sergeant Crowley was found dead 10 minutes ago, and he was wearing this hat.
What? Let me see that. Why, the lecher must have swiped it.
Then he was here.
Well, certainly he was here. And he was extremely rude, I might add. But I wouldn't kill him for that.
I, sir, have come to the conclusion that it was this hat that did the deed.
The hat?
Indeed, sir, we found a huge hole in either of the sergeant's temples. The brains had been sucked clean out. I believe it was the work of the hat.
Must I tell you how ridiculous you sound?
You let Sergeant Crowley walk out of here with the stolen hat, knowing that once he put it on, he would be killed. Isn't that right?
With all due respect, Captain, you are a lunatic. Now I have a business to run here, so would you please be good enough to get out?
I intend to, sir, and I'm taking you with me. Constable, take him.
Aye, sir. Come along now. Why, this is an outrage. You'll regret this, Captain. You will regret it deeply.
I doubt it, sir.
Here's your hat, sir. Captain, do you want this other hat for evidence?
Yes, we'll be needing that. Now come along peacefully, Mr. Faisenhower.
Wait a minute. Captain, may I see the hat that you took? This is my hat.
So it is. Well, if this is your hat, then what's that you're wearing?
What? Oh, crap!